Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I say more experience. I feel more like I can. I'm more into the game. I'm more learning football. I learned football a lot more than I did my rookie year. And I just got a lot more experience on the field and understand.
Zay Flowers talking about feeling more experienced heading into this series. I guess a rookie, even though he played well as a rookie, everything's moving so fast, you're not really thinking the game as much as you
are now.
Big
jump from Boston College.
Yes, and now coming off a Pro Bowl season, I know he was injured, but still, coming into this year, he's got to feel pretty damn good about himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's going into his get-paid year in an offense that is transcendent with a quarterback who is doing things nobody's done in the history of the game. With an established head coach, with an offensive coordinator who we're surprised isn't somebody else's head coach, I think it's a great situation for him. With other people in the tight end room and the wide receiver room who have very different skill sets and very different builds from his, so that he really kind of fits into this overall tapestry that they've built. He's got a great natural chemistry with this quarterback. They're in South Florida together all the time. They're two peas in a pod. Like, yeah, there's a lot of reasons for him to feel good about where his career is right now.
Think back to, I believe it was 2020, when Jesse Bates was with the Bengals, and he said, all you got to worry about is 89 and 15. Talking about
Marquise.
You
didn't really need to worry about 15 all that much. Nah.
Talking about Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews, were now going back to last year, they dubbed it the pick your poison offense because there's so many talented pass catchers on this offense.
Zay Flowers talking after OTAs yesterday. Remember, he got hurt at the end of the year, did not play in the playoffs, says he's feeling 100%.
I mean, I did a lot, but my knee great. I feel 100%. I feel like I'm ready to go. I feel like I'm ready for the season. No limits, so I'm good.
I can imagine how frustrating it was for him watching them lose in Buffalo and not being able to contribute. And the talk was if they did get to the AFC Championship game, he would be able to play. He must be raring to go for some real football.
It's two really different situations, but nonetheless, at each of the past 2 years, Zay Flowers has had a sour taste in his mouth when the season ended. Some of it self-inflicted in the Kansas City AFC Championship with the taunting penalty and the fumble and not being a part of the playoffs this past year.
Yeah. You obviously want to have all your best players available when it matters most, and we in real time, we kind of wondered how bad that injury was. He's not the biggest guy in the world. There's just certain things at play there. And could he have been the difference in Buffalo? I mean, he could have. Sure.
For if the tight end catches the ball, maybe that's a different. Maybe they're throwing it to him less if Zay Flowers is out there. They did run that final touchdown drive with, like, Steven Sims.
Yeah, I think Zay Flowers would be able to get open.
Yeah. More from Zay Flowers, who spoke yesterday after OTAs, was asked how tough it was for him to miss that playoff game.
Super tough, because when you play 17 games, just to get to the first playoff game and you can't play in it, it's always hard. So that was kind of, I think that was my first time, second time missing a game ever. And it was missing a playoff game is different. So it kind of felt a little different. So at least we get to play on first game this year.
So that's what I was alluding to. He had to destroy him to not being able to participate in the postseason a year ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's, the season ends. You're a player too short. You've had a great year. That's a defense he had already seen. And that whole offense looked good against in the regular season. Now this is there, not in Baltimore, but yeah, I mean, we always talk about Arrowhead, but like they've been their own worst enemy at that stadium multiple times.
Mm-hmm. In the playoffs, in 2020.
Which he obviously wasn't a part of that.
No, of course.
They have had their own bugaboos multiple times. Just even looking on the offensive side of the ball. So, yeah, week one, get back at him. Hopefully it goes better than the opener a year ago.
By the way, Ben, let's go to Cut 18. Cut 18, Zay Flowers speaking yesterday after OTAs, talks about last year's wide receiver core.
I feel like my position group played solid last year, if I'm being honest. So this year I want us to do the same thing, just play hard and do what we know what we can do. So, and every time the ball come our way, make a play. So that's my expectations for the receiver group, block and just help the team any way we can.
I'd say especially now top heavy, it's just the top two guys. Well, Tylan Wallace flashed at times. He had that monster game, I think, against the Bengals. But Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman, Flowers goes to the Pro Bowl and Bateman has double-digit touchdowns. So I'd say they were better than solid.
It's the best wide receiver room they've ever had, right?
I don't think there's a question.
I mean, they've had two guys who presented themselves like number one wide receivers at the same time.
Two homegrown guys. At
well, yeah, I don't care if they came from the moon. Like for this franchise,
I'll take them from the moon.
Yeah, that's great that they're homegrown and they were both balling on a budget. All the better. But like, yeah, and again, you guys know, like, likely for me is a more.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a receiver. Like, so everything in its totality, most definitely.
Though,
do it again.
I will say he is a hybrid receiver, but he does like the block. He's had his share of pancake blocks. I saw somebody posted on Twitter the other day, just like it was like a reel of Zay Flowers. I mean, of Isaiah Likely destroying people in the open field. He sees something about that he seems to like.
Yeah, open field is a little different than
online.
Line
yeah.
The snap.
Oh yeah. One more from Zay Flowers. How about Cut 20, Beltway Ben? Cut 20. We've talked about it a lot. He says he knows they have to stop beating themselves.
I feel like we talk about a lot about beating ourselves, but on the field, we just play our game. So it's like we know where we're supposed to be and where we're supposed to end up at the end of the year. So it's really on us. And we talk to ourselves. We talk to, like, L come in and talk to us about meeting after. Like, this year, he want to do a lot more meeting. He want to do a lot more team stuff. He want to do a lot more personal stuff with us just to get that team camaraderie on a good level.
They're talking it. They know it. We know it. They know it. They need to stop. They need to stop making mistakes in big games.
Yeah, this is all precursor to that, right? We're going to get to January. Maybe they have the one seed. Maybe they don't. And they're going to try to string together two or three postseason performances to at least get them to a Super Bowl. At some point, maybe some other team's going to have their worst day. You know, like maybe they play a C game, but the other team plays a D-minus game and turns it over four times and has two bad snaps and, a block punt for a touchdown. Like, I don't know.
That's the thing. Of course, it's easier said than done, but win the turnover, pal. You turn the ball over three times in Buffalo, you're not going to win.
Especially if you don't create any turnovers yourself. Coming up next, by the way, Jerry Coleman's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Always fun talking to the good doctor. But next, we want to hear from the people, and we have a poll up concerning this very subject. Orioles have won 4 in a row and 7 of 9, but we think that makes it all the more imperative to start trading some people on expiring deals. Your thoughts, 410-583-1057, Ryan O'Hearn, Tomoyuki Sugano, some others. Are you holding on to them? Are you trading them? We want to hear from you. 410-583-1057, your call's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.